about to get hot in heaven. The K105.3 Hollywood Beat.
All right, the latest from Hollywood brought to you by Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery Services. Check out the lobby there on Page Avenue in Michigan Center. If you've been wondering where to find your high school's logo, they got it there at Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery. She is the birthday girl today. It's Demi Lovato, and she's currently recovering from her OD, and her longtime backup dancer and friend, Danny Vitale, is denying rumors that she provided Demi Lovato with drugs, all while opening up about depression and how she felt after those accusations spread online. In an emotional 1,000-plus word essay on Vitale's Instagram on Thursday, she made it clear. Here's just a couple of quotes from Vitale. "I have never, all caps, touched nor even, all caps, seen a drug in my entire life. I do not do drugs, in all caps, nor would I ever encourage or supply them to anyone I love." So she denies that she gave Demi Lovato the drugs. Well, here's something for you. Looks like Lindsay Shookus has deleted her Instagram account amid speculation over Ben Affleck's dinner with a Playboy model. Lindsay Shookus was not seen at Ben Affleck's 46th birthday party earlier. So maybe it's done for Ben and Shookus. Maybe things are just getting started or got started a long time ago. Try 1992. Turns out Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves might actually be married. While filming Dracula in 1992, Francis Ford Coppola brought an actual, honest-to-goodness Romanian priest to provide over their fictional character's marriage. But to this day, Winona Ryder believes that she and Keanu Reeves are married as a result of it. I don't know how that would work. Well, you have married, you have kids. And then apparently one day your kid posts a picture up on Instagram that you go, oh, no, no, no. That's exactly what happened to Alec Baldwin. His daughter, Ireland, posted a very revealing pic on Instagram that shows her wearing nothing but her undergarments, sitting astride a motorcycle whilst wearing cowboy boots. Alec Baldwin was quick to comment on the post, saying, and I quote, "No, just dot, 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 no." Speaking for every father ever that has ever seen one of their kids post something on Instagram. T-Swift snubbed out of the VMAs this year. Even the producers were disappointed about that. I mean, think about it. One of the best videos of all year long, Look What You Made Me Do, debuted at last year's VMAs, and how that one didn't get a VMA award nomination, I have no idea. There you go. There's your beat. It's brought to you by Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery on Page Avenue in Michigan Center.